Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We have a great show for you today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. I hope you're ready. Today's topic is Around Town.
And the title of our lesson is The Bakery. The Bakery. Marie, what did we learn in yesterday's show?
We learned about different kinds of foods we can buy at the bakery, such as bread, cake, and cookies.
That is right, and today we will learn more about delicious food at the bakery. I'm so excited. So, let's begin. Here's our Read It with Marie.
Ben likes the bread baskets, donuts, and bagels. Susie really likes their cupcakes and rolls. Alex had a great time with Linda at the bakery. The bread basket also bakes delicious apple pies, but they're really big. Maybe next time Alex can share one with Linda.
Oh, the bakery is a wonderful place. It's full of delicious food, and it smells good, too. Marie, how often do you go to the bakery?
I go every day. I go in the morning to buy my breakfast. I usually buy a bagel and a coffee there.
Well, I will go to the bakery after work sometimes. They have special deals on bread at the end of the day. Oh, it's my favorite.
Hey, you know who else likes to go to the bakery? Christina. She and I go together sometimes in the morning. Here she is to tell us our keywords. Hello, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天会讲到很多面包店里的好吃糕点哦。 首先Ben说到他喜欢吃donut, 甜甜圈。 Ben likes donuts very much. 除了donuts之外, Ben还喜欢吃bagel, 有人把bagel翻译成贝果, 它是一种口感比较结实的面包圈。 Ben also likes bagels. Susie喜欢的却是杯子蛋糕,cupcake. 她说, I really like cupcakes. Susie还喜欢吃rolls. 它是圆形餐包类的面包,都叫做roll. Susie likes cupcakes and rolls. 最后Alex还提到了apple pie. 原来我们中文讲的苹果派,就是翻译PIE, pie来的。 指的就是有派皮,然后里面有馅的一种糕点。Hey
Linda, how are you?
I'm great. Alex took me to the bread basket today.
Cool, I love that bakery. Did you try one of their donuts?
No, but I had some chocolate cookies, and they were delicious.
Yeah, they're good. And I also love the bakery's bagels.
Yes, they looked good. I plan to buy one tomorrow for breakfast.
So in this conversation, we have Ben and Linda. Linda is doing great because Alex took her to the bread basket.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And that's what Ben said too. You usually say this word cool with friends, maybe if you bought a new car or something like that. That is cool.
That's right. It means you really like it. It's really awesome. Hey, you know who I think is cool? Peter. He's such a cool guy.
Really? Aw, thanks, Marie. You are cool, too. Now, we learn in this conversation that Ben really likes the bread basket. He asked Linda, did you ever try one of their donuts?
Did you say donuts?
Yes, I did, and I have a donut right here. It's a piece of bread, but it is fried and delicious.
Oh, that does look delicious, Peter. Are you going to eat it?
Well, I was thinking about it. Are you still hungry?
I am. Can I have it? Thank you so much. Mmm, delicious.
All right, well, let's continue the lesson. Yeah, it is delicious. But, Ben doesn't eat one. He wants a bagel.
Oh, bagels. Well, Peter, what is a bagel?
I have one right here. I love bagels, and I will toast it soon.
Oh, well, I'm still feeling really hungry. Are you going to eat it now?
I was going to put some peanut butter on it.
Well, can I have some of it?
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay, go ahead and tell them what you can put on a bagel.
You can put butter and jelly on a bagel to make it tastier. And there are many different kinds of bagels. I like blueberry bagels. This one is a raisin bagel.
Well, I think I need to go back to the bread basket. Friends, let's watch this conversation together.
Hi, Alex. You look happy.
I am happy. Linda and I went to a great place.
Where did you go?
We went to the bread basket.
Good choice. Did Linda like it?
Yeah. I bought her some cookies.
That was nice of you. I really like that bakery's cupcakes and rolls.
Okay. I will look for them next time.
Alex is really happy. And Peter, you look really happy too.
I am happy. It's such a nice warm day out today. I'm feeling really good.
Alex is happy because he and Linda went to a great place. They went to the bread basket.
Good choice.
Yes, it is. So they went to the bread
basket. Good choice.
Yes, we already know that, Peter.
Marie, I said that because that's today's
calendar phrase.
Good choice.
Good choice.
选得好.
I want 6 chocolate cupcakes.
Good choice.
And 6 chocolate donuts.
Good choice.
And 3 chocolate pies.
Good choice. Are you having a party?
No, I'm having lunch.
Bad choice.
Oh.
Good choice.
Good choice.
选得好.
What a fun calendar phrase. And what a good choice Linda and Alex made by going to the bread basket.
So, in our conversation, Susie asks Alex, did Linda like it? And yes, Linda did like the bread basket.
Yeah, Alex says, I bought her some cookies. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Here's your favorite part of the entire lesson. Yes, you get to learn a new grammar point. Well, today you're going to learn how to use a verb with this word some. For example, I bought my mother some chocolate, or I gave my wife some flowers. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, let's try practicing together. I bought my friends some soda. I bought him some pencils for school.
I bought my cat some toys. Friends, now it's your turn to give it a try. Make a sentence.
Well, what a good friend Alex is for buying Linda some cookies. Susie says, that was nice of you. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
Alex 买了一些好吃的饼干给 Linda. Susie 称赞她说 That was nice of you. 这句话是当有人做了好心的事的时候你可以用来感谢或者是称赞他们的。它很像我们常说的你人真好。后面也可以加不定词来说明你是为了什么事感谢对方。比如 That was very nice of you to say so. 你这么说人真的很好。或是 That was nice of you to help us. 你帮我们的忙，人真好。我们要特别提醒一下，因为是对别人已经做的事表达赞美感谢，所以针对过去做的事，动词通常是用过去式的 was。
Thank you, Christina. If someone buys you something like a cup of coffee or a candy bar, you can say, thank you, that was nice of you.
Hey, yeah, that's a great phrase to use when someone gives you something. So in our conversation, we learned that Susie really likes the cupcakes and rolls at the bread basket.
Did you say cupcakes? They are my favorite.They are so delicious.
I didn't buy any, so don't ask me, okay?
Okay. Well, do you guys know what a cupcake is?
Oh, I know. A cupcake is like a cake, but it is very, very small. It's delicious.
That's right. Well, friends, maybe you can have a cupcake during this break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. We're talking about bread at the bakery. Now, I'm thinking of some international breads. Some of my favorite are croissants. That's a French bread. And ciabatta. That is Italian.
Ooh, ciabatta. I like that word. I've never tried it. I like cream puffs. Inside a cream puff is, well, cream. It tastes delicious.All right, friends, let's continue to talk more about food and the bakery. Here's conversation C.
What is your favorite thing at the bread basket, Alex?
Well, the bakery bakes delicious apple pies, but they're really big.
Maybe you can share one with Linda.
That's a great idea, Susie.
Or maybe someone else will want some?
I'll look for Linda right now.
Where are you going? I was talking about me!
Alex's favorite thing at the bread basket is the apple pie. Marie, can you help us with this word pie?
Sure. A pie is a dessert, and you bake it.There are so many different kinds of pies, like apple pie and pumpkin pie. I smell something right now. It smells like some pie. Hey!
Well, I've been working hard and I baked this pumpkin pie.
Wow, it looks delicious, Peter.
I know, I can't wait to eat it.
You know, I'm feeling hungry.
You're still hungry?
I am!Do you mind if I have that?
Okay, sure.
Thank you, Peter.
But just a slice, right?
Actually, I want to take the whole thing. It will be perfect for my dinner party.
Dinner party, then? All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, that is a huge pie, and we might as well just teach English, right? Huge means big, really big.
Yeah.Elephants are huge, and the size of America is huge, too. Can you guys think of other things that are huge?
Susie has a great idea. She tells Alex, maybe you can share a pie with Linda. Or maybe someone else will want some, too. Let's learn more from Christina. Here she is.
Alex 虽然喜欢 apple pie, 但是他们卖的 pie 太大了他吃不完 Susie 建议他分享 Alex 觉得这个想法不错而且 maybe someone else will want some 或许还有其他的人会想要吃句子里的 else 是副词其他的意思这个字有两种最主要的用法我们来看看第一种就是像本句一样放在不定代名词后面比如说你不喜欢这个的话I can give you something else. 我可以给你别的。或者我只看到他一个人在那里。I didn't see anyone else. 我没有看到任何其他的人。第二种用法是把 else 放在疑问词后面，比如说 What else do you want? Where else can we go?
Thank you very much, Christina. Susie, maybe someone else will want some pie. And that someone else is me. Can I have a piece of pie, please?
Well, I just thought of an interesting phrase. When something is easy, you can say, that was a piece of cake. Not a piece of pie, but that was a piece of cake.
That's right. In school, I used to say that all the time after I took a test. If the test was easy, I said, that was a piece of cake.
Well, friends, now it's time to review. This will be a piece of cake.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Donut. Donut. I ate a donut and a cookie.
Bagel. Bagel. She had a bagel for breakfast.
Cupcake. Cupcake. Cupcakes are small cakes.
Roll. Roll. Those rolls are yummy.
Pie. Pie. Eating lots of pies will make me fat. Friends, don't forget to review. Right now, let's go over our conversation one more time.
Hey, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. Alex took me to the bread basket today.
Cool. I love that bakery. Did you try one of their donuts?
No, but I had some chocolate cookies and they were delicious.
Yeah, they're good. And I also love the bakery's bagels.
Yes, they looked good. I plan to buy one tomorrow for breakfast. Hi, Alex. You look happy.
I am happy. Linda and I went to a great place.
Where did you go?
We went to the bread basket.
Good choice. Did Linda like it?
Yeah. I bought her some cookies.
That was nice of you. I really like that bakery's cupcakes and rolls.
Okay, I will look for them next time.
What is your favorite thing at the bread basket, Alex?
Well, the bakery bakes delicious apple pies, but they're really big.
Maybe you can share one with Linda.
That's a great idea, Susie.
Or maybe someone else will want some?
I'll look for Linda right now.
Where are you going? I was talking about me.
Oh,
I'm so full.
Me too.
We ate everything we bought from the bakery.
Yeah, the basket is empty. And our stomachs are full.
Oh. You know, I think I ate 5 donuts.
I ate 4 bagels.
I ate 3 rolls and 6 big cookies.
I ate 3 big pieces of pie and 6 pieces of banana bread.
Wow, you know, I'm so full. I can't eat any more food.
Me either. I can't eat one more bite.
Oh.
Nope.
Hey, you know what, Ginger? I think we forgot to get cupcakes.
I love cupcakes.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get my car keys.
Okay. Yummy.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I'm getting ready to bake a cake. I have flour, eggs, sugar, salt, chocolate, and a few other things. I just measure everything, mix them together, pour everything into a pan, and then put the pan in the oven. Then I'll have a delicious cake to eat and share. I can't wait.
Baking is fun. A person who bakes is called a baker. Bakers bake many different things. When bakers bake, they mix ingredients together. Then they put them in an oven. The oven heats the ingredients. After many minutes, you have something delicious to eat. What are some things you can bake? Well, you can bake a cake. If you don't want to bake a big cake, you can bake small cakes called cupcakes. You can also bake cookies. Those are delicious. During holidays, people like to bake pies. Pies are good to eat. Many pies have fruit in them. Not everything you bake must be sweet. You can also bake bread and pretzels. These things are usually salty. Baking can be a great way to spend an afternoon. Can you bake? Look up a recipe online and give it a try.
Look, my cake is finished. It looks so good. I can't wait to try some. But I can't eat this whole cake by myself. I think I'll invite some friends over to share this cake with me. Alright friends, I'll see you next time. Bye.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, Marie, you had a bagel, you ate my donut, and you took my pie. I was wondering, can I come to your party tonight so at least I can have a piece, a small piece, a sliver of my own pie?
Okay, Peter, sure, you can come over. The food is delicious. I already had some, but come over and try some.
Oh, yes. I can eat my own pie. I'm so excited. Friends, thanks for joining us today. Wasn't it fun to talk about food all day?
Yes, it was. All right, friends, join us tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.